What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
I got to get the voice.
We're out of practice.
What's up, man?
What's up?
That's my,
What is that?
What's my man's name? Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard?
Yeah, man.
Like from Empire?
Yeah. What's up, man?
I'll take your word for it. So before we start the show, we have a very special sponsor for this show.
Man, Press, I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Well, that's great. That's perfect because our sponsor is Vanilla and Brulee's Supper Club, and they have great food. So you're in luck.
Oh,
it's perfect.
Can we go? Can we go now?
We can't go right now.
Okay.
But if you go to vanillaandbrulee.com, I'm gonna spell that for everybody. It's
can on. You spell it for me, please?
I'm gonna do it Sesame Street style.
Oh yes.
No. I'm gonna not spell it regular. So VanillaandBrulee.com.
Okay.
And the reason I'm spelling it so slow is because I don't want to mess it up. No, send you guys somewhere else.
I thought you were spelling it slow for me. No.
But yeah, go to vanillaandbrulee.com. You can get information about the next supper club. It's actually here in Atlanta, so sorry for all our listeners that are elsewhere.
I mean, if you're elsewhere, you can always fly here and come.
You should definitely. It's worth the trip. The food is really good. You get to, it's a traveling supper club, which means there's different themes for each meal. The chef's name is Neela. She does a really great job of preparing these gourmet meals, and they are excellent. I mean, I can't even describe it.
And when you
it.
Say travel, they're not gypsies, ladies and gentlemen.
They're not gypsies. Okay. She told me to definitely, they're not gypsies. If you're fearful of gypsies, I don't know, it's borderline racist, but definitely check her out at, and get your tickets online. It's once a month, so you may not, I don't think we'll be able to catch this one. This one's coming up. This one's a Southern cuisine. It's, I'm telling you, this is going to be so good. But anyway, definitely check them out online. Sign up for their mailing lists and all that. You'll get alerted for their different special meals. And yeah. So yeah, thanks to them for sponsoring the show. And let's get on to what we call the new... No, we don't call it that.
The new Black Dad.
The new Black Dad podcast. No, it's just the Black Dad.
You know,
podcast.
We like to change the name.
Yeah, we change the names every once a year. The next year will be something else. All right, drop the beat, Murphy. It's not, I mean, your track. The track you made.
Okay.
Yeah, this is how we start the show.
It's recording?
Yeah.
You can edit that out.
I'm not, you know, I don't edit anything out.
Yes, I know.
I'm the lazy editor of the podcast. So welcome to the Black Dad podcast. This is episode 36
or 5?
5, 6, 7. I don't know. It's one of those.
36. 6 plus 3 is
39.
6 plus
3
is 39.
Oh. 6 plus 3 is 39. Okay, I'm editing that out. I know math. I know. Anyway, what's up? What's new? What's new with you and family?
New. Since this is a podcast about being a dad, I guess we'll start with my son. We are in the temper tantrum stage.
Jeez.
Yes. He's actually been a little reserved since you guys are here, but you probably would have had a meltdown by now. Whenever he doesn't get the slightest of things, it's just all out screaming.
Really? And how long does that last?
Yesterday was like 20 to 25 minutes.
25 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you do when it happens?
We've tried the, ignore kind of thing, which scares the heck out of me because I don't want this to happen out in public. And you know, you see the child in the middle of the street just
I just watched a video like that.
But yeah, and the parents are just trying to look away. Yeah. And everybody's looking at the parents like, you're the worst parents in the world. Just, you know, so what I've tried to do now, well, what I did yesterday, I should say, what I'm going to do is I put him in his timeout area, which involves me sitting. So it's like I'm sitting in timeout as well.
Yeah, you're giving yourself timeout.
Right. So we sat in his timeout area. And he proceeded to scream, and I just kept saying, you know, relax, just relax, calm down, calm down. It's going to be all
right. Right.
And 25 minutes later, he calmed down. He calmed down.
I mean, it worked.
It did work. It did work. I was surprisingly yesterday. My wife was like, she was like, oh my goodness, you had so much patience yesterday. And I was like, yeah, surprisingly, I did. I don't know where that came from, but. It needed to be there.
He was doing that on purpose. He's trying to make you better.
That's what I tell myself too. Yeah. I'm like, why is he? Is this his
his
purpose in life?
His purpose in life
was is he here to teach me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that.
Sure, I believe it too.
Yeah, because our kid's doing the same thing to us in a different kind of manner. He's not eating.
Okay.
Regularly. To the point where he's hungry and you can tell he's angry because he's hungry. Mm. So he's fussy. He's always crying. And, you know, we try and give him anything. Like we literally try and give him anything to eat and he won't eat. Like we're actually considering taking him to a specialist, kind of talk to them about that, you know, just getting over some of the seeming anxiety that he has with food.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to see what happens with that, because it's driving me crazy. Peace crazy because she's at home with him most of the time, and she calls me like he won't eat. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You can't open your mouth,
right?
We get that as well, not to that extent, but it can be frustrating.
Yeah,
you know, because they want something. You can tell they're hungry, but then you. Like, we'll give him some oatmeal or food or anything, and then he'll throw it on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves throwing stuff on the floor.
Okay, so it's just not my son.
Yeah, even when he's eating, like, say he's eating, like, some cookies or something that he likes, and he's eating them, and he gets full, he starts taking the cookies and just throwing them on the floor. Like, I no longer want these.
Yeah.
Nobody else can have them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's just like whatever.
I'm like his little personal janitor. I have to go behind him and sweep.
His Jeffrey.
Yeah, exactly. I'm his butler. Right. And the boy doesn't even. I feel like he's 16, going on 16 months. He just 16 months. We're in the middle of the month, right? Sort of.
Kind
of.
Yeah.
So 16 months, and I feel like he should be trying to talk now.
Your kid's 16 months?
Yeah, 16.
Oh.
So what? Flash is.
So okay, yeah. Well, yeah,
Flash
you're right.
is what? 14.
He's 15.
15.
Yeah, he's right behind your kid. So
he's 2 months. Or,
the doctor.
I guess he was only a couple of weeks.
Just like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. The doctor was saying that it can happen anywhere between like 15 and 18 months. So somewhere around there, he'll start talking. I was worried about my kid too because I was like, he's saying like. Stuff like hi and hey, apparently. Right. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
My wife keeps saying that he does. And sometimes he does say things that sound like words.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ask him a question, it sounds like he's saying, I don't know, which apparently is the thing that kids do, like from the time they're this age to like 18.
Till now.
Right.
I don't know, babe.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
Whoa. Did you just hear that?
No, what?
Okay. I think my headphones actually started working just now.
The aliens.
Yeah. So anyway, I got these crappy headphones that I'm using since I left mine at home.
You sound like you got a little cold too. You feeling okay?
I'm getting over a cold that he got like 3 weeks ago and I ended up getting.
That's usually what happens. Okay. I'm glad you told me that. I might use that hand sanitizer.
Yeah, you should spray me with that. Yeah.
This is a no sick zone.
Yeah.
So yeah, we
good luck with a 16-month-old.
Yeah, we try to make sure. Yeah.
No one gets so, have you been watching the Olympics?
Here and there. I watched some of the Manchurian candidate, Michael Phelps. Like, I mean, he's a monster. He's a machine. I don't believe any of that's real. I just don't. But I won't go down there. This isn't Merck's conspiracy corner yet. I watched that. I watched some of, you know, the Usain Bolt, who is also another freakish athlete. This dude is like running and like he's looking behind him, kind of.
Yeah,
he runs so fast he doesn't even look like he's running fast.
Yeah, yeah, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, so
it's go something. Jamaica.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh yeah, that's no. I am. I'm an honorary Jamaican. So yeah, go Jamaica.
That's true.
Jamaica man. Yes. Bloop bloop.
Apparently, they had to shut down part of a airport. I don't know if this is true. Part of an airport
here on the news
because they're shooting guns. Like,
oh, the JFK thing.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Was that true?
That's some BS, man. No. If y'all really want to know what's going on out here, just let me know, and I'll tell you what's real and what's not.
I can believe that because you know that's a Jamaican thing. Like, you pop the guns when you're excited.
Come on, man, that's some racist stuff, man. Y'all believe that stuff? Come on. I got Jamaican family, man. They don't do that kind of stuff.
You got a conservative Jamaican family.
There's
a big difference between like conservative Jamaicans and the Jamaicans you see in them dance hall clips.
Once again, you're basing your opinions
I'm not basing that on anything.
When they're jumping on and like the dance thing.
That stuff happens.
I've seen it happen before.
That happens.
Which looks like it's so painful.
I know. It's not as popular as you might think it is. Mm-hmm. It's just a handful of people, at least to my knowledge. Like growing up in Miami, you used to see it, but it wasn't like all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Every Jamaican wasn't out there like jumping from a table. It's terrible.
It's like wrestling. It's like it pro is. Wrestling.
It's like intergender wrestling.
Yeah.
Cause she's either the woman's like jumping on top of the dude or the guy is like trying to like pelvic thrust her into like next yes. week. I guess it's insane.
I've seen a girl land on a guy's face. Just, yeah. Like, okay, this is crazy.
Then yeah. But anyway, go Jamaica.
Yeah, so I was watching that. I really like track and field. I like swimming too. I do. I wish I would have actually done some competitive swimming.
Do you know how to swim?
Good. Oh yeah.
Are you? You're so good at swimming?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at swimming. I can swim to save my life, but I'm slow. Like you'll reach the shore way before I do. I'll get there, but it's taking my time.
Well, you know, everybody, you know. Yeah. They have their own thing.
Speaking of, we actually took him to swimming lessons.
What? Don't tell my wife.
Why?
Because
you're trying to avoid it.
No, I want to go.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, my son's temperament.
Oh, okay. Have you been in the pool with him?
No, I have not.
You should try and take him and then just kind of like wait there, just hold him or whatever. Because that's how we introduced him. We just took him, you know, he held on to us.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of liked the water. Does he like bath time?
He stands up in the bath.
Like in protest.
His entire bath time is standing up. He'll get his toys. And what he likes to do is get near the faucet. He'll turn the water on and he'll put his toys under the water and stuff. Okay. And he won't sit down.
That's something.
So I have no idea how he'll be when he jumps to the pool of water. I think he's going to have a meltdown. And my wife is not the best swimmer in the world. So it would have to be me in the pool.
Well, I mean, you got to take him to like 2 feet of water, like the kiddiest part of the pool as possible, you know, and then just don't even let him stand. Just hold him.
Yeah.
Because my kid didn't do very well with the formal part of swimming lessons.
Okay.
Like he didn't like to get on his back and float or any of that stuff that the other kids were doing. He just wanted to just
splash. Chill.
Yeah. Just splash. Just hang on my shoulders. And just, you know, just look around and, you know, he likes to jump in, which was pretty cool.
That's real cool.
He'll jump into your arms from the edge of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And that took him a little while to convince him to do that. But other than that, like, he just likes to be in the water. He doesn't want to really learn how to swim yet.
So we need to go with you guys. Yeah, well, we'll talk off.
Yeah, come up because we make plans right here. But yeah, we pull in the neighborhood. So... That really helped out because we kind of got him used to that before we took him to, I think it was like the YMCA or something, we took him to. One of those local parks that has pools. And he was kind of used to the water by then.
Shout out to the sister. What was her name? I know it was Simone, right?
Yeah, it was Simone.
Not Simone Biles. It was Simone. She's dope too.
Shoot, keep talking. I'll look at
that. Well, yeah. Well, shout outs to her, man, because she's the first black woman to what?
To win a medal, right?
To win a medal,
or was it? Or,
I've never seen a black woman swimmer before in the Olympics, so I'm sure she's not the first black woman swimmer. But
no, she's not. But Simone Manuel, I knew. Okay, Manuel. Okay. Or Manuel. Okay.
Emmanuel.
But yeah, she won. She won a few medals.
Yeah, she won a silver too.
Yeah, she won two.
And
silvers.
Then she won another gold in the relay.
Two golds, two silvers.
She anchored the relay.
That's really cool. So she won the women's 100 freestyle, the women's 4x1 medley relay, and then she won silver in the women's 50 meter freestyle. I didn't know they had a 50 meter. Is that just like one time?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and the women's 4x1 freestyle relay.
If you guys hear all that noise,
it's like furniture.
There's no construction going on in my house. There's just the kids.
That's crazy. I feel like they have more fun at your house.
No, I just think we hear it more here based off of where we record our. We hear everything here.
Get the whole immersive Black Dad podcast experience. Speaking of the Black Dad experience, we are just about to start up our fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
By this time, there may still be like one or two slots left. I think...
There's two slots? Yeah.
You don't think your wife will play?
Oh, yeah. There might be one slot left.
Has she ever done fantasy football before?
Yeah, and she wasn't. Okay, moving on.
So...
what he's trying to say is there's one slot left. And you guys, if you Negroes who listen to this show want to get into our... Okay, maybe I'm not saying this nicely. If you guys want to join our league, you know, just shoot us an email.
Yeah, shoot us an email at blackdadlife@gmail.com. And we'll add you and we're going to have a good time. What I'm hoping is that people will talk trash on the message boards. There'll be some trades going on.
I can do that.
You said you can?
I can talk trash.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'll do that even, you know.
Even when you're 0-10.
Right, yeah.
10. Yeah. 0-10, like, for the season. No, I plan to
I'm probably going to win, though.
I plan to take this championship.
Nah.
And we need to, like, come up with, like, a fake trophy we can leave in my house because I'm going to win.
But no, you're not.
So, just email us at blackdadlife@gmail.com. Also, email us if you have any questions, comments.
Any suggestions about a suggestions show you would like the show, to do.
If you're a fan of the show.
If you're not a fan of the
if
show.
If you're not a fan of the show.
I like to talk trash, so shoot me an email.
We go back and forth.
Yeah, we can trade emails.
With Murphy. And we have some exciting stuff coming up. I don't want to talk about it yet, but we... Hopefully, we'll be doing some really interesting things.
I didn't even talk about it yet.
Huh?
You said you're not going to talk about it. Then you're going to talk about it.
Yeah. I'm teasing as much about as possible.
What you know? We're going to be here and doing this. Like that? At this date. That?
Yeah.
And this time.
Yeah. But I'm not going to talk about it. So what else is happening in the world?
Okay. Go ahead.
This will probably lead into the conspiracy corner. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, I guess.
are you ready to do one?
I don't know if I'm ready. Well, I can, you know, I got conspiracies out of my...
Did you see the news about the federal prisons? Is it federal prisons? Anyway.
I don't know.
They're trying to... the U.S. government is saying that they want to get away from privately run, prisons.
Which would, okay. And what are they trying to, they just want to own this, they want to be in charge of the prison?
Basically, they want to have...
That's not any better.
You know, I was thinking that, like, so...
Okay, because you have
it could be slightly better, but the government is so corrupt and they're so racist in general that it is what it is. Like, it's the same people with their money, you know, that have
who have the money to even have a private prison.
Yeah.
Right.
Same people are going to make money. The people are still going to pay off judges or whatever to do whatever. Like you heard about that judge. It was just basically just taking money to send black people to prison. Just
Just
like as many people as you could send, you know, we're just...
Just send them my way kind of thing. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think they'll have less access to making money because now you can't invest in a prison basically as a, like you and I couldn't, you know, buy stock in a prison basically.
Yeah.
So now, Joe Schmo can make money off of it.
Other kind of way.
You know, the government will still profit off of oppressing black people.
Well, yeah. I mean, you profit off of, you know, them coming in and then you have them do cheap labor.
Yeah. Yeah,
you pay them like 3 cents and, you know, they're making the clothes that you wear, the products that you use kind of thing.
Right. So they're cutting out the middleman.
Right.
But some people see it as a victory. I think it's a step in the right direction. But it all depends on what happens next, which I honestly don't trust our government to really do the right thing when it comes to
anything
dealing with but especially when it comes to dealing with black people. Mm. Like they don't have a good track record.
And I love how you're saying how our government, you can't trust them when it comes to black people.
Yeah.
You're already putting it out there that more black people are going to prison. Or are you talking about the people who are already in prison?
The people who are already there.
Okay. Because you're absolutely right.
Let's face it. Now that you brought it up, there are cops that do this for free. Like, there are cops that don't get any extra money for falsely accusing black people and for arresting them, for killing them, all that stuff. They do it out of the genuine racism. Like, they have this, they have this love and just... This just like romanticized, just, you know, infatuation with racism that they say, you know, keep your bribe money. I'm good. I'll do this for the love of my, you know,
the love of my country,
the love of my country.
Cause we want to make America great again.
Oh my gosh. So you remember how I talked about how Trump was sabotaging his own campaign?
Right.
More people are saying that.
Yeah. I mean, you can clearly see it.
On top of that, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but somebody was saying he can make as much as like 10 times his worth after this.
Yeah. Because he was a former candidate. Yeah.
And I feel like,
I mean, that's exactly,
it's
what's
almost genius if it wasn't built on so much stupidity, you know, stupidity of the people that are, you know, actually supporting him. But man,
I mean, it's built on the stupidity of people who are actually supporting Hillary as well.
Yeah. There's a lot of stupidity to go.
Right. I mean, because what it is we'll get the craziest guy to say all these crazy racist things, and then you'll be like, oh, whew, we're so happy Hillary got in.
Yeah.
And then for the people who are on Trump's side, oh, them niggers, they voted for Hillary. Oh, let's get them. Let's hang them. Kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it works out.
But I think a lot of people are really, really not feeling this election.
Right. But I totally agree. I don't think people like either or.
Like at all.
Right. But the majority of, I feel like there's more Democrats than Republicans in this country.
In general.
Right. With those kind of beliefs and values, okay, kind of thing. Even if you're a conservative Christian, more than likely you're a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? If you're not white.
You're
the minorities, even though they don't tell you this on TV, we outnumber the white people in this country.
The minorities.
When you count the minorities
outnumber the white people.
When you count the black people,
they go call us minorities. Even if it's like 10% of them.
Exactly.
They still go call us minority. They'll go to a different country and call them minorities.
Right. So we outnumber them. And we don't want nothing to do with Trump. We don't want nothing to do with Hillary. But, you know what I'm saying. What's going on?
Sorry.
You listening upstairs?
Yeah. I don't know what my wife is going through right now.
So basically what I'm trying to say is the majority of people who live in this America, the Americas, North and South America, probably the majority of people in this entire world, they just want to be left the F alone.
Yeah.
You know, government. You know, I think a lot of people have the quote unquote, what the Democrats say that they believe in. You know what I'm saying? You know, pro-choice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I don't know if a lot of Americans are liking the fact that they're trying to be anti-gun. I'm not a big,
I'm not. So I'm pro gun regulation, like like if somebody commits a crime with a gun, mm-hmm. and it's like it's obvious that they're unbalanced or whatever, stop just letting them have as many guns as they want. But I'm not all for the, you know, take all the guns away.
No, I'm not either.
Because people will find a way to get weapons. And the people that you don't want to have weapons,
they're going
to
get them anyway.
They're going to get them anyway.
Right.
So I think some of the gun laws are insane as far as like the, they're racist, first of all. Mm-hmm. Not the laws themselves, but the way they're enforced.
Those laws sure are racist.
Yeah. Because like you, if you right now took your AK-47, mm-hmm. walked around in Walmart, you get shot before you got to the toys aisle.
Yeah.
Like a white guy walks around with it on his shoulder. He could actually hold it, you know, just point it in the ground, just hold it. And people would be like, oh, look at that American exercising his right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. It's always going to be, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I think it's always going to be the enforcement and the interpretation of the law that screws us over as black people. Because you could make a law that says, you know, I don't know, don't wear red on Tuesdays.
Right.
And they'll kill a black person for wearing red on Tuesday. Yeah. And then they'll, you know,
let the white, oh,
they'll give him a fine.
Oh, he's a free spirit.
he was quiet. I didn't know he was going to wear red on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy.
So I guess we say all this to say, don't vote.
I wouldn't go far as to say that.
Man, come on. Because
I don't want
black people. This is not, we don't even decide, not even getting into like serious conspiracy stuff like I like mm-hmm. to go down. The Electoral College, they decide who's the president. You don't even decide. It's just like a little popular thing. Oh, ooh, yay. We really like this guy. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to give you this guy. You know what I'm saying?
You want more?
Look at the Gore and the Bush thing. Yeah. Oh, come on. Are you we still? Nah. And I know we feel bad because our ancestors died to give us the right to vote. Uh-huh. It was the right. It was the right to say yes or no.
Yes or no to voting.
Yes. Like, it was just to have the option. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean you have to do it because they died to give you the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think people look at it and say, oh, they died for that, so we must vote. No, they just wanted you to be able to say, I don't want to vote.
Right. so I don't want to kick us off here. No, it's not that. It's just you're not on Twitter and Facebook and stuff as much as I am. Mm-hmm. So you know who has to deal with all the people, all the backlash. So you know what? It's what is it? A Murphy 2 or you Roman numeral 2?
No, that's not it.
Find Murphy the second on Twitter and point all your whatever at him.
I'm just saying, look it up. I mean, it's right there.
What?
You don't determine who becomes the president.
Oh, I do not understand the Electoral College. And
I'm
not going to pretend like I do.
It's right there. Just read it. It's not hard to read.
I tried. Like in high school, like when they teach you mm-hmm. all about that stuff, I was like, this does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense because you're taught that
you're taught that
your vote matters.
You live in a pure democracy.
Wake up. It doesn't matter.
But what do you call it? A representative democracy or something like that?
I have no idea.
either way, I take it we won't be seeing you at the polls on November.
If anything, you'll see me with a sign saying black people don't vote.
But you know, that's crazy because there will be some like KKK members out there to the same.
We might have to join up for that one. Shoot. Clayton Bigsby. I'm tired of it. It's frustrating to me. This goes back to our episode a long time ago where uh-huh. I said society has to crumble. Have you watched Mr. Robot?
No, I haven't started
Y'all
watching
gotta
that.
Check it out.
I just started.
Check it out. They're telling you
so
what has to happen.
Give me a quick synopsis of that.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
You can't even like. Okay.
I know. I'm good. A very good show. I don't want to ruin it for you.
I can't wait.
I think you're really gonna enjoy it. Have you watched Stranger Things?
No, I keep hearing really good things about that show.
Yeah, that's good. We just finished it up.
Oh, for real? Tonight. Yeah. It was two seasons?
It's just one season.
One season. They're coming out with a second one, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is another Netflix original, right?
Yeah, it's a Netflix. I think it's a Netflix original. I think it is.
I need to get a job with them. Mm-hmm.
With who, Netflix?
Yeah, they're going places. It's a good upstart company.
But yeah, the crazy thing is, though, like the stuff that I read, like I knew where the show was going, like in the first episode.
Oh, okay. So they're reading whatever you're reading.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or they are a part of whatever I'm reading.
Yeah. What? Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. So... I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah, but, go ahead.
Have you watched? Because there's been a few movies kind of like that. Okay, wait, that's what I was going to say. Inception.
Yes.
Not Inception. What's the other one? The other was it Christopher Nolan?
Oblivion. No, The Dark Knight.
Maybe it wasn't his movie.
Oblivion has some stuff in it too. If you haven't watched that movie, check that out.
Interstellar. Was that Christopher Nolan?
I don't know if that was Christopher Nolan or not. I like that movie though.
So I finally watched that movie.
It's
so good.
Yeah,
man. Like the whole time space thing. Like,
right. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
I'm about to recommend a movie to our audience that's seen the movie like 4 years ago. You guys should go see Interstellar again. I guess since you probably watched it,
but this is when it first came out. There's just so much stuff out here, you guys. You have to search. You have to read.
Yeah.
I know, and I know the way they've set it up, like when you watch Mr. Robot, they talk about this too. The way they've set up our society is work, sleep, eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually in that, or it might be work, eat, sleep kind of thing. You do work. More working than you sleep.
You absolutely do.
So you really have no, and then throw in toddlers and babies and... Mm-hmm. You know, spouses, and you don't have time really to do
all the stuff that you're working for.
You don't have time to expand your mind.
Yeah.
Right. You're just trying to pay the bills. You got it. Yeah. And I understand that, you know, that's a part of humanity, but
I don't think that's how life is meant to be.
No, though. It's not, but that's how they've set it up here in America. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Especially here.
Right.
Like you work literally until you die. Like some people retire and then die the day after they retire because they literally don't know what to do with their lives after, like, rest. What do you mean rest? I gotta go have these TPS papers and, you know, to Bob in accounting or whatever. Like, it's just, it's insane.
And then my wife and I were talking about this last night and TV shows and how they have the person who lives in their parents' basement. Right. And then you have the laugh track. What? You live in your parents' basement? Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an idiot. He's a geek. You know, he's a nerd kind of thing. Right. So you watch that over and over and it's on a lot of shows. They make fun of the person who's still living at home with their mom.
Right.
Right. So you internalize that and say you're not married. You know what I'm saying? You're young. You're out of college. Right. And you might live in the same state as your parents. Right. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, you know what? I don't need to live at home.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know, I don't people going to make fun of me. I'm not going to get any girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not going to get a man. You know, I can't invite anybody over. I got these rules and stuff I got to abide by with my parents. So what do? You go out and you get an apartment, right?
You get a studio apartment.
You get a studio apartment, right? And your job isn't paying you but so much, right?
And
you still got bills, electricity, water, trash, you know what I'm saying? And you got a car. You have to pay that as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happens? You get a credit card. You start putting stuff on your credit card. Mm-hmm. You already got school loans and whatnot. You're in debt.
Yep.
And how did that happen? By watching the TV. Like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to be like that person I saw who was acting.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that person. I don't want to be a George Costanza.
Man, listen, I embrace my George Costanza-ness.
Mm-hmm.
Costanza. No, but I completely agree with you. I think that we stigmatize, regardless of whether it's I think it starts. Yeah. It starts in the whole, like, you know, this is in the 50s. They gave you the cookie cutter thing. They do every decade, whatever. They give you how life should be. You should do this. At school, this, then work, and then, you know, kids, whatever. I think that, one, if you live in the same state as your parents and you can stand them, and you know yes, what I mean, like
that's a key component there.
Yeah. You can stand them and, you know, their rules aren't super crazy or whatever. Live there until you feel like you can go out and, you know, do whatever on your own.
Right.
Because that's, I mean, not to brag or anything. We still didn't have any money when we did. But we lived with our parents until, like, we got married. Mm-hmm. And we were like, listen, save up money. We're going to try and put our little pennies together. Mm-hmm. And we put our four pennies together. And we ended up, you know, doing okay.
Right, but it didn't put you in a horrible situation where you're going to possibly be homeless. Uh-uh. Or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's how they set it up. They set it up so you are in debt and then mm-hmm. you're a slave.
So you have no choice but to
work.
But to work these terrible jobs.
Right.
Like, and I still ended up working a terrible job for like 3 years. I mean, I'm not going to try and, you know, make it over dramatic. But it was bad.
But
it was sucking the life out of me.
Whatever you are, you got melanin.
Yeah.
So you are in a disadvantage anyways.
No, I'm black.
Okay.
I'm black. Are you confused about my race, man?
No. You know, some people don't like to be identified as a color.
No. Oh, the Raven-Symoné syndrome.
Well, not even that. I think you have a lot of people out here who are Moors. And so you don't want to be identified
We talked about this.
By color.
Yeah, right? We talked about that.
So you'll say I'm American, which we are.
Yeah, I mean.
But we were here before them.
We are, but it wasn't even America, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I totally agree with that.
So when we call, I think this is another thing that gets on my nerves. We call Native Americans Native Americans, but.
What was the land called before that?
They're not that.
That's the same thing
whatever
with
tribe they were.
Right, exactly. It's like, I think, what was Africa? Kibuland? Or I don't know. It was some different name.
But. But the American, the now Americans, the Europeans back then, they just go wherever they feel like, and they just start calling people stuff.
Yeah,
and then have the nerve to kill them and take their land, and then and they get mad. This is crazy. They get mad when people come from other countries to this land that they took, not even
from us,
not even long ago. Like this isn't something that happened like, you know, a millennia ago. Like this was just a couple years ago.
It really was.
like this is a couple of grandparents away from when they were doing horrible things to Native people. They're still doing horrible things to Native people. I just saw some reports about stuff that they're still doing to the poor people that used to proudly live here. And they had, so they're out there, and I think Louis C.K. talked about this. They're out there living life. Like they're doing the basic things. They're, you know, eating, enjoying each other. They're mm-hmm. in their families. You know, they're not working these corporate jobs and stuff like that. They're really living life to the fullest. And sure, they had wars and stuff like that with other tribes. That's, you know, it is what it is. then, you know, the white man comes and is like, hey, and we're about to celebrate this holiday in a couple of months too.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. He comes and I'm sure this is all made up. Like the whole Thanksgiving thing. Do y'all really believe that?
That they gave them blankets?
No, not even the blankets thing. The whole, they came and got together for a meal and...
I don't even think that's the... I think they sort of kind of tell the truth there.
Really? Like they came together and like broke bread? I think they just came over just blasting guns and just started... raping and pillaging.
I don't know. I heard that they gave them blankets with like smallpox.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that too. But
which doesn't surprise me.
I know. I was going to say.
They gave us syphilis as well.
Yeah, they experimented on us like a few decades ago. Yeah, a couple of decades ago. They were experimenting on black people in their own country. Like, they weren't like, you know what I mean? Like, this was, we had already been here for a while. And.
See, but, yeah. Well, anyway, I can keep going down.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Forget Christopher Columbus.
Don't vote.
Forget the pilgrims. That was Murphy that said that. Stay out of my mentions with that crap. And join our fantasy league. And that's
basically the show.
That's the show of the next show. And don't have kids, man. Just don't have kids.
Yeah.
Don't
do it. I mean, it's rough.
You know, by next episode, we're going to be like, we love our kids so much.
It's rough, man. Yeah, having kids are rough. No. You're just taught. You're just taught so wrong.
What about the kids?
About everything.
I know I thought wrong about the
okay,
kids.
Okay, marriage, right?
Uh-huh.
You're taught that you have to have some daggone certificate, some piece of paper so you're legally married.
Uh-huh.
When it's really, when you have sex with someone, that's when you're married to that person. So if you've had sex with a lot of people out there, you were married to that person at some point in time.
So can you get a divorce from those people?
If you stop having sex and move on.
I'm just asking for a friend.
So, I mean, but we do all this stuff based off of these stupid...
So where's the sex thing from? Is that a biological thing?
What do you mean biological?
So where did you get that from?
I mean, that's just something that's been passed on from our ancestors and whatnot.
Because I've heard that, like, biblically too. Like,
oh, I don't know.
Like, I've heard people talk about that in reference to the Bible.
But even if you go back, I don't know if they still do that now. But the whole mm-hmm. when you would get a divorce, if you never consummated. It's not official.
Yeah, an annulment.
Right.
So that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I watch a lot of sitcoms, so I don't know whether it's real or not. I don't know what's real or not. But it was on Arrested Development. Remember when Job got married to the...
Oh, yeah.
It was Amy Poehler. It was actually Amy Poehler.
But he did have sex, but he was trying to say he didn't, right? Oh, yeah. No, he didn't, but he was saying he did.
And then he
ended up having it. Sex, she tricked him so she could get, like, that's right. But yeah, no, seriously, though. I don't know if that's how it's, you know, whatever, but yeah.
But yeah, so I forgot what we were going with that.
I don't remember where I was going either.
I think we're trying
to. I just have
to
these random things bubble up that I just let come out.
Yeah. I think we're trying to end the show.
I can keep going on.
We should go. Okay. let's crank this down. So follow us on Twitter. Actually, yeah, follow us on Twitter at Black Dad Podcast.
And if you have a problem with anything that I've said, just hit us up on what is it? At Black Dad Podcast?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So just hit us up. Then find Murphy.
I'm at Black Dad Podcast, so just hit us up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Black Dad Podcast.
But if you do
want to
hit me up at A Murphy II. I have no issue with talking to you about it and showing you some information on these things.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm up for a good discussion, which we'll talk about in our next episode, actually, because that'll probably take the whole episode. But we had a good discussion on the good Facebook. And yeah. Anyway, so we'll save that for next episode. Follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook. Black Dad Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Black Dad Podcast, and on, I don't know, High Five or
High Five.
Yeah,
all the girls is on High Five.
Yeah, I never was on High Five. I was on Black Planet though, like all the girls strong on Black Planet. Like I was sending out the emails and like
remember those AOL chat rooms?
Yeah, I was in those too.
Yeah.
AOL and Yahoo. I was in those. That you type in the little ASL thing, and then you chat.
You had all these different,
and then got in trouble for calling this girl in Milwaukee or whatever. You ever do that?
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Peace and love. Later.